I had a monologue prepared on the impact of men. Actually, I didn't, as Cassie said, I didn't prepare it. I was going to talk about it. But on the way in, something occurred to me. This occurred to me many, 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 many times. I've never really had a chance to talk about it, and I want to talk about it. Given the context of our audience, many of you, if not perhaps most, would say something like, I was educated in the Catholic faith during those times when they really didn't teach the faith. We didn't really get the faith much. No, we got pop psychology. We got psychobabble. We got watered down schlock is what we got. Masquerading as the faith. And that's still happening now. Getting an awful lot of folks not wanting to teach the meat, the depth, the beauty of our faith. Instead, they're getting pulled into the psychobabble of the times. They're trying to be relevant. They're trying to fit in. They're trying to quasi-religiously educate our children. You know, guys, that's not true. That's not totally true. Think about this a second. Talking with a dear woman today, and she was talking about her grandchildren, all three of whom go to Catholic high school, have gone, do go. All three of whom, she commented, are not religious in the traditional sense. They may be spiritual, they may ponder the things of God, but in terms of expressing this faith through their Catholic experience, it's not happening. Their mom, who really doesn't practice her faith much, hasn't given them an environment. Nevertheless, all of them are going to have 4 years of pretty good religious instruction. I know the school they go to. They're going to get pretty decent theology and catechetical instruction. What do you suppose the odds are of those kids at age 35 maybe coming back to their faith, and I think one or two or maybe all three of them will, looking back and saying, yeah, I never learned about the faith. Why didn't I learn about this stuff? I had to listen to Catholic radio to learn about this stuff. I didn't hear about this stuff. I'm finally hearing about it. I typed into Catholic.com. I typed into RelevantRadio.com. And I got all kinds of stuff. I never got this stuff when I was in school. They never told me this stuff. Yes, they did. But you see, without a mom or a dad making the faith real every day, theology and religion becomes nothing but another class in algebra. That's all it is. Cassie, how much algebra do you remember? You had a whole year of it. Tell me, what's a binomial equation? Solve it. That's the very most basic fact in algebra. Geometry. If you're in any kind of college prep, you had a whole year of geometry. Define for me sine, cosine, tangent. Go ahead. Calculate them. What? You don't remember? You had a whole year. You see my point? Without that faith being made real day in and day out, it has nothing to cling to. You can get the best catechetical education in the world. And if it has nothing to stick to, it becomes another course. That's all it becomes. You remember none of it. And so when you finally do have a conversion of heart at 32, 38, 51, 60, you say, why didn't I learn this when I was a kid? I had 12 years of Catholic school. You learned it. You may not have learned it all that great, and maybe there was an awful lot of pop psychology, psychobabble in there, but you learned about the Eucharist. Trust me, you did. In all but the most totally dissenting, watered-down Catholic institutions, you learned about the basics of the Eucharist, that that was our Lord, and why we thought that's our Lord. You learned it. So what I'm saying is, please don't be too quick to blame the education. Be more open to say, I wasn't ready. I wasn't open. I was 15. It was not real to me. It didn't matter to me. I'm from Ohio. Routinely when I hear somebody say that, I had 12 years of Catholic education. I went to Catholic college. I don't remember any of this stuff being taught. It's terrible, terrible catechesis. I look at him and I say, did you have Ohio history? Yeah, I think I had it in the eighth grade. You had a whole year of it, didn't you? Yeah, eighth grade. Yeah, Ohio history. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Mr. Miller, my teacher. Okay. Tell me what you remember from 5 days a week, 180 days of Ohio history. Ohio's a state? Yeah, good. What else? It's a state that's kind of like a shape like a heart. Okay. What else? It's got like land in it, and then up above it are clouds and things. Good. Anything else? What year did Ohio become a state? I think it was 1994? No. They can't answer anything about Ohio. They had a whole year of Ohio history. You see what I'm saying? Unless this is at the very deepest level of who you are, there's a pretty good chance it ain't going to stick. So all of you sending your kids to Catholic schools and thinking, good, they're going to get an instruction in their faith. Yeah, they are. But it's up to you to build the framework that it can hang on. Because if you don't, why don't we just ask them what they remember about Illinois history or algebra? Or ask them to define cosine and tangent.